You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And many people on Memorial Day remember those who have fought for our country. Many, in fact, will probably thank those who have fought for our country. I even have in the past, one of my friends who is a former colonel in the Army, I thanked him one day for his service and in reference to Memorial Day. And he corrected me. And he said, I have not paid the ultimate sacrifice yet. Tomorrow is not about those who have served this country. It is about those who have laid down their life to establish and defend the freedoms that you and I hold dear. In fact, those freedoms that to some extent, we have lost over the last few months with dealing with the coronavirus as governors and mayors and city councils and county commissions have ordered people to stay in their house, have forbidden people to go to the beach, have forbidden people to go to parks, have forbidden people from exercising on trails, have really moved against our freedoms and our liberty. And even today, as states are starting to open up, many of those states are starting to contact trace, which means they are going to track you everywhere you are. And if you have come in contact with someone who has been infected with the coronavirus, you may very well get a knock on your door and be forcibly taken to be quarantined. When we think about those who have died, though, we're going to actually list the various wars that we have been in America, and there are a lot of them. And in fact, one thing that is troubling is that so many wars have happened really in the last 20 years in America. And we've even had presidents who have campaigned to get out of wars, who have gotten into more wars and left us with more wars than we were in before they even started. But when we think about those who have died, some of the most memorable, sacrifices that I can think of are in the American Revolution, those men who sometimes didn't have boots, who were walking through the snow with blankets wrapped around their feet, leaving tracks of blood in the snow. Sometimes, by the way, they also received no pay. You probably recall the famous painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware. What you may or may not know is that a very large portion of the U.S. Army, their enlistment was expiring right after that. If he had not made that move right then, right there, we may not be free here in this nation today. And then you think about a generation that was called the greatest generation. Those boats that came up to the beaches of Normandy and dropped their gates, and the men who stormed out of those boats knowing that very likely they would give their life so that you could be free. And not only so that you could be free, but there were people in Europe, people in Germany, that were released from concentration camps because they gave their lives. Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle. You've been listening to a short excerpt of a recent sermon. You can listen to the complete sermon right here on WCNO 89.9 FM tomorrow morning at 8:30 on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, and our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer question. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered. For free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website, afasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. Just a little bit this morning. So I almost started streaming, and one of my clients, one of my clients' Facebook pages, which wouldn't have been good. I mean, we want you to see us over there at our Facebook, at our Faster PC Facebook page. So that's where we want you to, see us there. So we are streaming. A Faster PC Radio here, right now, and you can listen to us, and we're getting the live stream going, so you can listen to us on the radio again. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Streaming A Faster PC Radio right now, Get your computer questions answered. That's what we're here for, to get your computer questions answered. And we want you to have your questions answered. One of the things that I just wanted to let you know is that one of the things that I do when I answer questions, see, I know that the people that are listening out there, you're not the only one that has these questions. Other people have these questions as well. So I try to answer the questions in a way that others can appreciate and benefit from as well. So that's something that we'll want to we'll be following and looking at throughout the show. Just in my volume just a little bit, I saw it was a little bit lower than what it was at the start. So hopefully that'll be a little bit better for you. But we are here ready to answer your questions. And of course, one of the things also, in addition to answering your questions, we're here ready to show you how to resolve things. And you know, I have my computer here. I'll be able actually to show you sometimes the steps that I go through. I'll switch over to a full screen real quick just to so you can see this. Show you the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. One of the things that I did want to show and just show you how to do this because this is something that that I've started doing. By the way, WCNO says, hey, we sound great on the air, so that's good. I just noticed that my audio level was a little bit lower than I tried for it not to be too high, but because when it's too high, it does cause distortion problems. I think we got that all straight. One of the things that I have been using recently for a browser is Vivaldi, and we talked about this last summer for you. Okay, WPSL said that. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. It was because we have two stations on. I wasn't 100% sure which one said that. But thank you for clarifying that. Hey, one of the things I talked about is Vivaldi browser. So this is a browser that is based on Chromium. Chromium is the core browser. It's open source software. It's the browser that Chrome is based on. Also, interestingly enough, since when Microsoft came out with Windows 10, they have been telling us for all that time that Windows, that Edge is better and faster than Chrome, and it's better and faster than Firefox. But they had problems with it because it did not have it didn't allow plugins. So WCNO says we sound good also. So that's a good thing. People listening on 1590 AM and on 89.9 and over on our Facebook page, over at Facebook as well. But Edge, Microsoft with Edge, has actually switched over to a Chromium. The new Edge is based on Chromium. So it's very similar. It has a new icon, actually. And it's very similar. And by the way, I believe it might even be still in beta. Not everyone has it on their computer. Even people that have the latest version of Windows 10, which, by the way, they're going to be coming out with a new one real soon. Typically, in the last few years, they've been coming out with one that's coded 03. So they came out with, I believe they came out with 18.03. I know they came out with 19.03. And, you know, the expectation was they would come out with a Windows 10 version 20.03. Perhaps because of the coronavirus, maybe they're a little bit slower in their production, but they're coming out with that in 2005, which would be, this is almost the last day. Tomorrow is the last day of this month. So So perhaps we're right at the level there where they may not be coming in with this. So this is something that Edge is now based on. And by the way, the reason I mentioned the new version of Windows 10, it's possible that they may have the new version of Edge in that new version of 10. So when you get that new version of Windows 10, you may have the new version of Edge. But Vivaldi is based on Chromium as well. So it's very similar to Chrome. And one of the things that happens is plugins that work with Chrome will also work with Vivaldi. They probably would work with the new Edge as well. I do have AdBlock Plus installed, although Vivaldi does have its own AdBlock. And in addition, one of the plugins that I installed was called the Great Suspender. And I'll actually show you in just a second how you can actually go there. But if you look at all these tabs, I have a lot of tabs open and I need to close some of them. I know that. But, you know, if you look at these are actually suspended. So if we go to one of these, like this one, Yahoo Finance, if I click there, you see here that it's suspended. You see the little Z's, says refresh or click to reload, or you can, on your keyboard, hold Control Shift plus S. So what happens with this is this app actually, tabs that I'm not using at the time, it actually shuts those tabs down so that they're not actually visible, or they're not actually using up resources. And because when you have multiple tabs open like I have, and you see I have a whole bunch of Facebook tabs open, I have another thing is I can configure it to not shut down certain tabs. Like right now, I'm actually streaming this show over here on Facebook Creator Studio. So I configured it to not suspend that tab. Because I don't, if it suspends that tab, yeah, it's a bad thing. Because that could really cause a problem. Now, if you wanted to install this, you could actually just open up a new tab. You can do that by holding down the control key and pressing T for tab, or you can click this plus sign. And then in the search field, just type the Great Suspender. And by the way, you can do that right from the top bar, and it'll search with your default search engine, which mine is DuckDuckGo. You see here the top one is the Great Suspender Chrome Web Store, and you see it's chrome.google.com. That tells you, the google.com tells you that this is the official Google website. So this is something that you want to actually use. So we click on this. If we wanted to install it, I already have it installed on my computer. So it's not going to, and see, it'll say remove from Chrome. But if it thinks that this is Chrome. By the way, if it wasn't installed already, it would give me the option to install it. By the way, I might be able to open up Chrome and show you how to do that after the next break.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to Facebook.com and just search for Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back ready to answer questions. We do have a caller on the line that we're going to get to in just a second. I did want to just mention that the last few weeks I have been over at Allen with Allen Love, and we've been doing the show over there. But just didn't work out today. One of the things is I started running with my son because my son is his baseball coaches wanted him to run. They wanted him to run like, you know, 2-3 miles at a time, a few times a week to build up his leg muscles. And, now they've kind of veered off of that and say they want him to run sprints, wind sprints. And, they want him to do squats and other things like that. But I've gotten into running, and I actually ran first in WPSL Christmas Kids 5K. That was my first race, and I ran in that the next time as well. Well, WPSL this last year didn't have a 5K, so I started looking at other races, started running other races, and started running more and running more and running more. And you know, I actually was running with my dad's dog also, and I started running sometimes 3 miles, 4 miles, 5 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, and I realized, you know what, if I can do this, I can do a half marathon. So I started training for half marathons. And I actually, every Saturday morning before I do a Faster PC Radio, I run a half marathon. So I ran that this morning, and I actually started at about 6:08, and I should have started probably at about 5:30 because I didn't quite get enough. I was just a little bit short on time to get over to Alan's to get all ready for that. So that's why we're not with Alan today. But we're going to the lines here. We have David on the line from Port St. Lucie. And David, right before you give your answer or your question, I just wanted to let you know, we do have a drawing at the end of the year for anyone that wants to participate. You don't have to participate, but if you want to participate, just stay on the line. After I finish answering your call, in the studio, in the WPSL studio, they'll get your you know, we already have your name, but they'll get your phone number or your email address. It's your choice. We're not going to harass you with a whole bunch of emails. We do send out periodically some specials, and sometimes when there's a holiday or something, we'll send out an email just you know, commemorating what is happening. A lot of times patriotic and that type of thing. So anyway, we're here ready to answer your question. So David, how can we help you with your computer today?
Yeah, this may not be a typical type of a question, but it's been bothering me for quite a while. It's kind of related to the Microsoft Office programs. Is that okay if I ask something?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, first of all, I've noticed, like, any time I copy and paste, like, an email address, and I take it from one document and put it in another, it always underlines it, and it always puts it in blue letters. Is there some reason that happens? Because that's not the way it is when I, you know, copy it, and it always appears underlined and in blue.
Yeah, what I would suggest is I would suggest, let me switch over here to a full screen so I can show this on my screen, because one of the things that you'll want to do is really what happens. Did you say you're copying and pasting from the web or from an email or something like that?
Copying and pasting from anywhere, but the same result always happens, regardless of whether I'm copying from a web page or you know, just another Word document.
Yeah, so what happens sometimes when you copy and paste, especially if it's on the web? Like, let's say we go, what is your favorite news site on the web out there?
My favorite what?
Your favorite news site.
News site?
Yeah, yeah. Like, do you like CNN? Do you like Fox News? Do you like MSN?
I mean, Yahoo is my kind of my home page, so I guess you'd say.
Okay, so we'll go to Yahoo, and I'm doing this on the live video right now. If you're not able to watch it right now, you can go to our Facebook page after the video's over. You'll be able to see this at your convenience. So what we can do, we'll just click on one of these articles. Let's say I wanted to highlight this, and I wanted to paste it into Word. So what I'm doing is I'm gathering, you know, I'm just clicking from the top left, and I'm scrolling down, and I'm going to get what I want, and then I can copy it one of two ways. I mean, you already know how to copy, but I'm explaining for people that don't know. It's highlighted in blue. I can right click and go down to copy, or I can hold my control key on my keyboard. And I can click C. So Control C copies it. Then what I can do is I can go over here and I can paste that into Word. But what happens when I paste it into Word, even if it's not in blue, and I'm not sure why yours is in blue, we might have to actually look at that to figure out why it's in blue. unless you're copying from something that is in blue. And you see one thing that's happening is certain things that it thinks are misspelled, like Instagram, it doesn't have that in its dictionary, or FB for Facebook, or Ahmaud Aubrey Breonna Taylor. So Breonna, it is not quite sure what that is. But when you paste it, it pastes the format of the website, which is not necessarily the format that you want in Word. And it'll do some funky things with your spacing, with your paragraph spacing, with your line spacing, with the fonts that you use. It'll change a lot of that. And if you're doing something, my son does this sometimes where, you know, he's writing a paper for his college class. And one of the things that happens with that is he might go and copy something from the web and paste it into his document, and then he references it and everything just like you're supposed to, according to the current standard. I'm not sure if it's MLS standard or what standard they're using now in college. There's a few different standards for documenting. But anyway, what happens is professors like they like things to be the same all the way through the document. And you probably do too. If you're typing and then you wanted to bring a quote from a website into what you're typing, you don't want it to change the whole format and everything. So the way to get around this, and the way that may solve this in your case as well, I'm going to actually undo this. And I can undo that by holding down the control key on my keyboard. That's the key that says CTRL, and pressing Z. So that'll undo the pasting. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to open up Notepad. And when I open up Notepad, I have it actually pinned to start. If I didn't have it pinned to start, I could actually search in the Cortana search field. You may have actually a field right next to this, or you may have just a circle there. But I can actually search for Notepad. In fact, if I just start typing note, I could actually right-click. If it weren't pinned to start, I could pin it to start. I could also open the file location, or I could just run it as administrator, or I could just left-click on the file and it'll open it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to paste this, Control-V, paste. So I said earlier, Control-C copies. Control-X, by the way, cuts. Control-C copies, and Control V paste. They're right next to each other on the keyboard. So if you can remember that, Control X cuts, Control C copies. So X is kind of looks almost like a pair of scissors. The letter X kind of looks like a pair of scissors. C, you can think about copy. And V is for paste. That's the only one that doesn't really make sense. But I can paste this right there. Then what I can do is I can hold down my control key and press A. That selects all. And then I'm going to cut. So it's not there anymore. Now I'm going to go ahead and paste this into Word. And you see, it's a different format now. It's just the plain format. It would be the same format of the document. And I could make changes to it. I could change the font. I could typically on a website, when you're pasting from a website, you typically will have extra returns in the middle of the website, and you may have to take those out. So I understand you have some extra questions, David.
What was the last thing you said?
Did you have additional questions?
Well, yeah, something also related to that. Is there a way to set a default font on Word?
Yes, there is. Let me see. That is in Word options, and that's going to be, I'm using Word 2007. So this is, this is the first edition This is the first edition actually that had the the version, or they had the new format. So what you can do is there is a way, and it may be different in your version of Word, to get to the options. But in the upper left-hand corner, I have a little office icon, and I can click on that, and then I can click on Word Options. And then in Word Options, what I'm going to do, and I don't recall exactly where this is. So we'll actually just look through and see if we can find it real quickly. And I'm not seeing it right off hand. So one thing I'm going to do, and I do this quite often, if you don't know something, ask Google or DuckDuckGo or Yahoo or whatever your search engine is. And so we'll just type in how to set default font Word, and you can type your version of Word, and that will come up with your version of Word, and you'll find a whole bunch of different pages. Some of them will be like this one is from Microsoft Office, or from Microsoft. So it's support.office.com, which is Microsoft's official Office website. So when I click here, it says go to home, then select the font dialog box launcher. Okay, then select the font and size you want, and then select set as default. So let's go back and see if we can actually do that. Let's just even highlight all of this. So I think we might have to launch this. Okay, yeah. So here you see this default button right there. So what we can do, let's say you want to go and, you know, you might want to have it be a serif or a sans serif. Times New Roman is one that some people use. It's forget whether they call that a sans serif or a serif. You could set the default size and just click default. And it says you're about to change the default font to default Times New Roman 12.0. Do you want to do this? You would say yes, no, or cancel. I'm just going to cancel it because I'm not really sure what. I mean, I think it brings up Calibri as the default, but I can change it to whatever I want it to be. You know, if I wanted to use a stamp font or something like that, I could use that. So did you have additional questions, David?
No, but I'll have to kind of, yeah, play around with it to see if I can make the way I want it.
Yeah. So most likely that's going to be the same way to do it on your version of Word. And if it's not, just do a search and you'll probably find the answer to that. I know a few weeks ago, Alan, and a lot of people right now, flies are like crazy right now. They even are coming into our house. They're even in our store right now. They're a nuisance sometimes. Well, Alan actually did a search on his phone with Google asking how to take care of flies. And you know what? His phone actually told him, and he knew how to do it, and he was able, I think they don't like cinnamon, and he put cinnamon on the table and got rid of them. That, by the way, was something he did right with his phone, which, by the way, if you have a smartphone, it's a computer also. So you can call up and ask some questions about your smartphone as well. Thank you very much, David, for the call. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your questions, your computer questions. I mean, we could answer other questions, but, you know, we're here to answer computer questions. And the number to get your questions answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. So we want to just encourage you, pick up the phone and dial that number, 772-340-1590. That's the number to get your computer questions answered. Also, in the shop, we have, you can also go to our Facebook page. You can either go to facebook.com. Search for a faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. That's how you'll know you're at the right page. Or you can go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a faster PC radio. That takes you directly to our Facebook page where you can hear the show and see the show. And you know, if you've missed any part of this show, you can head over there after the show's over. You can watch the show. You can watch last week's show, the week before that, so on and so forth. And sometimes we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through to resolve your computer questions. But you know what? This is the last segment of today's show. So if you want to have your computer questions answered and you haven't done that yet, well, either type your questions into the comment section or the number to dial to get your questions answered again is 772-340-1590. And we want to remind you that technicians are standing by ready to resolve computer problems. We're located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie on the east side of US 1, one light north of Prima Vista. That's 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions. So pick up the phone, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. All right, we are back ready to answer your computer questions. And by the way, on our previous caller, one of our Facebook users and actually a friend of mine, and not only a friend of mine, but I've been able to coach his sons, one of his sons in baseball and umpire for another son, and actually even umpire a game for the son that I coached, not for my team, but later on after I was no longer coaching and he was on another team. But he actually suggested the same thing about copying and pasting from the web. Copy and paste from Notepad, even if you're copying and pasting, you know, let's say from another Word document, you're still going to be bringing over formatting. There's a lot of formatting in documents. There's a lot of formatting on websites. You know, you have the fonts, you have the line spacing, you have the paragraph spacing, you have the margins. There's a lot of things that come over, and especially when you're doing it from an email or from a website, it can really mess things up. So we do have you know, again, if you want to ask a question, you can either call 772-340-1590 or type your question into the comment section on the live Facebook video. We are going to the lines right now to answer Loma's question. We have Loma on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio. She's calling from Stewart. How can we help you?
Yes. Hi. Good morning. I use Zoom a lot, and I am running the latest version of Windows and also the updated version of the Apple computer. I think it's Catalina or something like that it is called. But for my Zoom meeting, I would love to put a customized background. And whenever I try to insert it, both computers, both the Apple and the Windows, would say to me that my computer cannot support it. I went to the internet to ask the computer specification to support Zoom customized background, but
right.
I'm not able to get that information because I need to, you know, invest in a computer that will support a customized background.
Okay. So, well, I mean, it may not be the computer. It may be the file size. Have you looked to see what file size they want to use for a customized background?
No, not really. But the background is how it was developed or how I created it is just using a JPEG and the company's logo. That's
okay.
But, you know, tell me that I need a green screen. And, you know, it will also say to me when I try to insert that background, the customized background, as you say, you need
okay,
and support.
Okay, so they're saying that you need a green screen for a customized background? Is that what you're saying?
It seemed like it's either or.
Yeah. So the thing is, with Zoom, what's going to be happening is you're going to be using actually with Zoom, people are going to be seeing you, and the way you can customize a background is with a green screen. So basically, behind you, you have green. And this happens in a lot of TV studios, you know, where you see things behind them. You know, it's not necessarily that the guy is sitting like right outside the White House, you know, or that his window overlooks the White House. It may not, you know, he might be sitting and you know, really today he might be in his room, you know, but with a green screen, you have the ability to change the background so that you can be seen and there's another background behind you. And you have to have a green screen, and it needs to be a specific color. You can actually go out and you can purchase one on Amazon or somewhere else. You do also need some lights. You need lights on you, and you need lights on the green screen also to take away any shadows. So if they're telling you need a green screen, you probably do need a green screen, and then you're going to want to look at, you know, you're going to want to look at actually, you know, what their requirements are for the sizing of that image, because the image is going to need to be probably the size that they want it to be. So they do support GIF, GIF. JPEG. They also support PNG, 24-bit PNG files. The minimum dimensions are 960 pixels. The maximum is 1920. So the recommended dimensions for a file for Zoom is 1920 pixels wide by 1080 pixels high. So that's a 16 by 9 ratio. That's the ratio of the wider computer screens, also the wider LCD TVs. All of your newer TVs are going to be that ratio. And that's 1920 by 1080, that's the standard for high definition. And that's, by the way, is the maximum size that they support, but they want it to be, they recommend that you use that. If you are going to use a lower size or a lower resolution, it should be in that same ratio, that 16 to 9 ratio. So typically what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to use some software that is capable of doing video editing. And I have on my computer, I have Adobe Photoshop. Adobe Photoshop is an expensive program. You may have a friend or even a business. Our business can do stuff like this. Other businesses may do this as well. And I'm sure that there are some other programs that are less expensive that may do an adequate job. But what you want to do is you want to create a file and start out with that base size of 1920 by 1080. And then you can open up the files that you already have and bring those over to that file. And you want to see, you know, obviously it would be best if your base background is that size, that 1920 by 1080. So that would be best for that, you know, your base, to have a base background. Even if let's say your logo is white, you could have white behind your logo, and that would be a good thing. That way it shows up properly. And you know, you can have, and companies use this all the time. You know, when they're doing a product showing, there are, you know, if you see a newscaster or a sports team, a lot of times when they're doing their press conference, there's actually a custom background behind them. Of course, you could have another background. You know, you could just have that background behind you too. That's another way to do it. If you actually were to take that logo and you were to take it to, let's say, a banner company or a company that can put that onto material, and you were to have that behind you in such a way that it could be seen and there's no light coming through, let's say, a window behind it or something like that. You might have to have something, you know, thick curtains or something to block that off. That's another way to do that. But you're going to want to create that image, and again, start out with that size. And if your pictures that you're using aren't the full size that you want, you could just make the entire base layer of the background white or blue or red or pink or any other color that you want it to be. And then one of the things, you know, if your logo is maybe, you know, maybe it wouldn't show up right if it's full size. A lot of times companies will put their logo smaller a whole bunch of times across the screen. That's something you can do as well. And that can be created. You may be able to do it. You may need to hire someone else to do that. But that's something that, you know, it can add some branding to what you're doing. I've thought about doing a green screen myself. And of course, sometimes I'm out at a baseball field. By the way, my son's baseball team just got approved to have practices, although they're not on a field yet. They're in batting cages, and they're kind of starting up, even amidst all the rain and everything. But sometimes I'm doing a show actually at a ballpark, sometimes my background and surroundings aren't the best, but I haven't done a green screen yet, but that is something that the software I use does support. So I'm also using, and I don't know that Zoom supports this, but I'm actually using OBS Studio. It's an open source software for streaming, and I use that to stream to Facebook, also to stream to not only Facebook, but I could stream to YouTube. I could stream to any place that has a streaming platform. This will support, and so but this will support green screen, and I can get in and configure that if I want to. So hopefully that can answer your question. Most likely your computer will support it, and if you want to do it, you really want to look at having your file be that proportion, preferably again 1920 by 1080, and then just go with that. And if you want, get a green screen and get some lights. They don't have to be expensive lights, but you want to have some lights that are shining on you, and you want to have some lights that are shining on the screen behind you to take away any shadows as well. Because otherwise, because what happens with the green screen, when it sees that color of green, it replaces it with the background that you've chosen. And typically people scan the colors the colors of clothes that they wear are not, and their eyes even aren't that color of green. So hopefully that helps answer that question. And of course we have been streaming this and all of the questions that we answered, including that first segment where we showed you how with Vivaldi you can install the Ultimate Suspender, which suspends your open tabs that you're not using, and how you can also configure that so that you're actually not just looking at it, that if there's something that you want to have always open, you can actually have that open all the time. I'm just going to check. We're just a few seconds left here. I'm just going to check and see, just to make sure on the Facebook video that no questions came in. If they did, I'll go ahead and cover those next week. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in and for making this a great show. We want to remind you of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. This will be our Labor Day sermon. Greater love has no one than to lay down his life for his friends. We'll look at what God says in the Bible and apply it to this subject. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.